When the blue of the night meets the gold.
Have to get a brighter light up there. That light just doesn't come through. The smog or something.
Someone waits for me.
Carpenter, welcoming you to Silk Call Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Peter Lorre and Kay Thompson and the Williams Brothers.
You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, part of the Underground Radio Revolution with DJ Frederick.
DJ Frederick.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. The Radio Thrift Shop is open for business. This is DJ Frederick, and I'm here with you every Saturday evening right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. From 1972, that was Barry Miles with Skeleton Dance, and we started off with Brian Auger, Begin Again. Well, coming up, I have an extended track by Kenny Burrell and Shortwaveology Part 2 with David Gorin. So please stay tuned.
For the rock on the line, it's a mighty good road. For the rock on the line, it's a road to ride.
You're listening to Lead Belly with Rock Island Line, and you're on the sound beat.
Ride, you got to ride it like you're fine to get your ticket and sitting on the rock island line.
Originally recorded by John Lomax in 1934, this song featured Kelly Pace and Arkansas State Prisoners. No, that's not a cool band name. The father and son musicologist team of John and Alan Lomax often visited prisons to record inmates. On one such visit, they met a young man by the name of Hughie Leadbetter, known to history as Lead Belly. No one's quite sure how he got the nickname. Some say he took a round of buckshot to the stomach. Some that it was a dialectical change from Leadbetter. Bluesman Big Bill Brunzi claimed it came from his reluctance to engage in chain gangs, as if with a stomach weighted down by lead.
I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Oh, the Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. If you won't,
find out more about Lead Belly's prison exploits right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Community radio, low power FM, shortwave radio. We explore it all on the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Thank you.
Kenny Burrell with All Day Long here on Radio Thrift Shop.
Right now, this very minute, things you will want to know about are going on in the ionosphere all the time. You may never have listened much to shortwave, but the rest of the world does, because it's their best source of news. So come with me now and listen. Listen closely to what most of the world hears.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for a new edition of our radio program. Welcome to Syria. Have a good time.
This is Shortwaveology, a periodic rumination on the sound, history, and culture of shortwave radio.
والله أشكرك على هذا الفرصة. أنا لا يأتي Dr. Bander, what is the purpose of your visit?
Well, I've been asked by the Secretary of State to come here.
Have you come here to ask the Secretary of State a firm date for Nyasaland's independence?
I won't tell you that.
When do you hope to get independence?
I won't tell you that.
Dr. Bander, when you get independence, are you as determined as ever to break away from the Central African Federation?
Need you ask me that question at this stage?
Well, this stage is as good as any other stage. Why do you ask me why I shouldn't ask you this question at this stage?
Haven't I said that enough for everybody to be convinced that I mean just that?
Dr. Bander, if you break with the Central African Federation, how will you make out economically? After all, your country isn't really a rich country, is it?
Don't ask me that. Leave that to me.
But which way is your mind working?
Which way? I won't tell you that.
Where do you hope to get economic aid from?
I won't tell you that.
In fact, you're going to tell me nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
So it's a singularly fruitless interview.
Well, it's up to you.
Thank you very much.
When I visualize the Earth, I see it floating in space, swaddled in strands of shortwave radio signals, radiating out from the combination of transmitter and antenna, they leap up into the sky. At about 50 miles up, The signal hits the ionosphere and bounces, skipping like a stone on a pond, carrying its message hundreds or thousands of miles far from home. Where do the signals touch down? Well, their radio frequency energy is attracted to metal and bodies of water. My own moist body is imperceptibly and unconsciously vibrating in a cacophony of ouds, accordions, sitars, kora harps, and dense webs of spoken language. To decode them, I need a detector, and unless I implant capacitors, diodes, and resistors in my body, I have to use a radio.
This is the General Service of the Voice of Kenya.
There should be no banking on local wars as a means of holding one's positions and maintaining a dangerous balance of power on the world arena, as some Western politicians do.
When I had my first shortwave epiphany in 1971, the dial was awash in signals from hostile countries aimed directly at the U.S.
The Soviet Union is already producing more coal, iron, manganese, chromium ore, nickel, peat, locomotives, freight cars, grain combines, lumber materials, metal cutting lathes, woolen fabrics, sugar, animal fats, milk, and other products than the United States. When you remember that Soviet industry is now developing four times faster than American industry, and that the rate of population increase in the two countries is the same, it will be seen that by 1970, the USSR will not only be well ahead of the United States in volume of industrial output, but will also surpass your country in per capita production.
The capitalist economy of the United States will never again be able to attain new heights. It is now on the road of decline, and no administration that seeks for monopoly capital can avert new economic crises or unemployment, say nothing of ensuring a fast rate of advance.
Punched drunk on information, misinformation, and disinformation, I reveled in my role as the local 13-year-old expert on manganese production in the Soviet Union. Strangely, though, this failed to enhance my already shaky social status. Best friend, Bruce Reminger, was skeptical that I was really hearing faraway radio stations. When I played him the interval signal from Radio RSA, the voice of South Africa, Bruce refused to believe it. He thought it was some sort of trick or hoax, and no amount of spinning the dial could convince him.
This is Radio RSA, the voice of South Africa from Johannesburg.
Shortwave radio was in wide use around the world, but in the U.S., a listener was reduced to one in every crowd status. At once modern and archaic, bathed in an atmospheric soup of noise, shortwave transmissions could bring news and entertainment to sparsely populated areas, and more urgently, transgress borders to bring sustenance to people who are not free. After a while, I stopped trying to share my enthusiasm. I retreated back to the radio and found that shortwave listening is an exercise in enhanced solitude. Though alone, I felt a strong link to my fellow listeners in other countries. We shared a secret portal, an insider's view, a front row seat on the strange and fettered happenings in the world.
This is Radio Star Czechoslovakia, the legitimate voice of occupied Czechoslovakia. We broadcast on frequencies in the 48th to 51 meter band. I repeat, on frequencies in the 48 to 51 meter band in English, French, Italian, Spanish, German, Russian, and Czech. Please tell all your friends and friendly radio stations. This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia. And here now is the latest news.
The Czechoslovak government meeting today reacted to announcements made by the official agencies of some socialist countries that there were lorries running through Prague and distributing arms to counter-revolutionaries. The government declares such reports to be untrue. They serve the occupiers as an excuse for reprisals against the population. The government also stated that
now, in the studio at this moment, I have two people, two Argentine people, who are now running the station. And let's make it quite clear that it is no longer the station that you knew run on the same lines as previous. The governor, I hope, will be able to broadcast to you later and instruct you of what you might do or might not do.
But can you call?
Just tell them to hang on. Just tell them to hang on, please.
Can you tell me your name, please?
You understand, they are answering my phone calls, and they are telling me what I must do. So I have to obey these instructions. Whether the Falklands Broadcasting Station will ever return to the situation it once knew, I don't know, but I sincerely hope it does, because it's a job that I loved and enjoyed doing for you, and I hope that I can continue to do this job somehow, because for me, the Falklands is a greatest thing on earth. Okay? Sorry if it seems rather sentimental, but that's the way I feel at the moment.
Begins its transmission. LRA. Islas Malvinas Broadcasting Station for the whole of the Argentine Republic. We shall listen now the Argentine national anthem.
Well, it's time to wind down Shortwave Biology number 2. We started this conflict and disarray set with Radio Prague pleading for help during the Soviet crackdown on Czechoslovakia in 1968. Then we heard African-flavored military marches during the attempted coup in Chad in December 2008, and the takeover of the Falkland Islands Broadcasting Service by Argentina in 1982. Underneath me, proving the beat still goes on, is the traditional Chinese music called Fire Drake. Played without any ID or announcements, these broadcasts come from China and are targeted to interfere with frequencies used by the Voice of Hope, a Falun Gong station broadcasting from Taiwan, and other stations aiming at China. Coming up on Shortwaveology number 3, we'll consider the weird voodoo of shortwave listening and its combination of technical twiddling and mental filtering, what I call cognitive listening. If you want to join the Shortwaveology Listeners Club, send us a note and we'll mail you a certificate suitable for framing and a quick start guide to shortwave listening and its ephemeral pleasures. Please send questions and comments to shortwaveology@mac.com. Information about the sounds used in this program can be found at shortwaveology.com.
Well,
that's the last of the shortwave documentaries for a short while here on the Radio Thrift Shop. The show that evolves. Every few months, it's a little bit of a different format. Play a lot of jazz, folk, indie pop, obscure albums, tapes, LPs, CDs, even 78s. 8 tracks, anyone? Wax Cylinder Recordings. Well, this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to the Funky Side Radio. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.